The northeast corner of Jefferson Road and Swan Avenue, Frederick S. Plant Wildlife Sanctuary. Frederick Plant was the son of Alfred Plant, an early resident of Webster Groves, and the owner of 40 acres bounded by Jefferson, Jackson, Gray, and Swan Avenues, plus 3.5 acres on this corner where his house stood. Alfred and his brothers William, George, and Samuel owned the Plant Seed Company, founded by their father in 1845. Alfred and William moved to Webster Groves before the Civil War and were founders of the Congregational Church in 1866. Alfred's son Frederick worked at the Seed Company and married Nellie Vale, but they had no children. Frederick and Nellie adopted an orphan named Ann Tandrum from the St. Louis Protestant Orphans Home. Ann lived with the Plants and took care of their home even after she married Thomas Pickens. Pickens must have died young, for the Frederick Plants will of 1929 gave Ann's son, Howard Pickens, enough money to attend college and support him until age 30. When Nellie Plant died in 1939, her will left her home at Swan and Jefferson to the city of Webster Groves to be used as the Frederick S. Plant Wildlife Sanctuary. The will stipulated that Ann Pickens could live for the rest of her life in the small house that Nellie had built for her on the north side of the property. The rest of the property was to be maintained as a haven for squirrels, dogs, birds, and shall be open to the public. The city tore down the plant house at 243 West Swan and built a brick pergola on the site, as Mrs. Plant had requested. When Ann Pickens died in 1964, the city tore down her small house at 142 Jefferson Avenue. The Plant Wildlife Sanctuary is the second oldest park in Webster Groves, after Larson Park, and it is maintained by neighborhood trustees. Continue south on Jefferson Avenue across Swan Avenue. As you make your way to 365 Jefferson Road, you'll be walking through three subdivisions formed from large estates in the early 1900s. The east side of Jefferson Road is the SF Plant subdivision, laid out by Frederick Plant in 1909. Bristol Road was created at that time as the subdivision's southern border. The west side of Jefferson Avenue is split between the Blackmer Place subdivision, laid out by Carolyn Blackmer in 1924, and the Nellie Vale Plant subdivision, laid out by Frederick Plant in 1929. These blocks of Jefferson Road are lined with homes built from a wide range of materials, frame, brick, stucco, and in a wide range of architectural styles, Tudor Revival, bungalow, federal, and Dutch colonial. Many of the stucco homes were built by Wilford P. Joy. In particular, note the false thatch roof with its rounded edges on the Tudor Revival home at 214 Jefferson Road. The brickwork and the red tile roof at 235 Jefferson Road, reminiscent of the Mediterranean style. The former home of artist and publisher Mary Engelbright at 300 Jefferson Road. And the medieval-inspired cantilevered story on the house at 344 Jefferson Road.